If you thought Alaska was pretty warm and dry this winter, you were right. In fact, it could come close to setting a record. KTOO's Matt Miller has this report.
Latest figures released by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's National Centers for Environmental Information show it was the second warmest winter in Alaska since they started keeping temperature records 90 years ago. For the Alaska Peninsula, Kodiak Island, and the North Gulf Coast, it was the absolute warmest winter. For other areas from northwest Alaska down to the southeast panhandle, it was within the top five warmest winters. Rick Toman, a climatologist with the National Weather Service in Fairbanks, points to the lowest statewide winter temperature as an example of how unusual and how persistent the warmth has been in Alaska. It was only minus 43 degrees Fahrenheit in Arctic Village around Christmas.
If this holds up, that would be by far the warmest Alaska minimum temperature for a whole winter. In the last century, the warmest has been 53 below.
Toman says for the entire state, winter temperatures were significantly above normal for 61 days out of the winter's 91 days. The overall Alaska snowpack is better than last year, but winter snowfall in areas like Anchorage was still below normal. So what's the cause of the warmer winter temperatures and the less precipitation in many Alaska regions this winter?
Why? Why, Rick, has it been like this?
Toman says it's a combination of the warm water sea surface temperature anomaly in the Northeast Pacific known as the blob and one of the strongest instances of El Nino or equatorial ocean warming. Both events can affect the southern or eastern portion of the state. Low-bearing sea ice coverage, especially in Bristol Bay, can also affect climate in western Alaska.
At this point, the Arctic is clearly leading the rest of the world in overall climate change. The overall warming is greater.
John Walsh is chief scientist at the International Arctic Research Center located at the University of Alaska Fairbanks and co-author of an extensive report just released by the National Academy of Sciences. Walsh and his colleagues looked at recent research of extreme weather events and if it's possible such events could be attributed to climate change. Extreme weather events are defined as heat waves, droughts, and heavy precipitation. And Walsh says climate change may be enhancing the variability and shifting the extremes of such unusual weather events.
And there have been some studies that have shown that the temperature extremes are changing as you would expect. There are a lot more record highs and a lot fewer record low temperatures. Sort of a mixed bag of conclusions about precipitation.
But aside from the shift to more extreme temperatures in Alaska and the Arctic, Walsh says there's not yet a smoking gun or nothing that stands out when linking recent extreme events to climate change. Well, at least not yet. Walsh suggests that all it takes is for someone to do the research.
We really don't have anything to point to in the Arctic that stands out in terms of extreme events. Now, we do say that that's partly because not too many studies have been done on extreme events in the Arctic. So we're not ruling out some gold nuggets in there from the Arctic, but so far they have not really surfaced in the scientific literature.
So what could a warm and dry winter mean for Alaska this spring and summer? Toman expects warmer than average temperatures across Alaska and northern Canada.
Given the state of the snowpack, which is in the interior, overall pretty near normal, at this point we would probably favor an earlier than average breakup, and so a reduced but not zero chance of significant ice jam flooding.
Toman says a low winter snowfall could add to the wildfire danger this summer, although this winter snowpack was still better than the previous years. He expects slightly above normal precipitation, which may be good as long as it doesn't come with the thunderstorms that ignite those wildfires. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.